Here's Matt Mayer, President, Buckeye Institute. Matt, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
I see you have added Ohio State salary data to your researchable data pool there at the Buckeye Institute. What's that all about? Why do you have it, and what good will come of it?
We have it to increase transparency. Obviously, these are most public employees, and so when you're facing an $8 billion deficit, and as well as when they're increasing tuition like they are, I think it's important for taxpayers and students and parents to see what it is, how much the folks who are working there make.
$8 billion deficit at Ohio State?
No, but at the state, it's all government, so it's okay. You know how it works.
All right, $8 billion in the state. Well, I don't know how they're going to get that squared away.
Well, it's interesting. They're not coming up with some ideas to solve it. They're kind of punting around a bit. I'll be really curious to see what they do. We obviously put out a report called The Grand Bargain about 2 weeks ago with some ideas on how they could save money by reducing the compensation of state workers. So,
yeah, well, the ones that are unionized, it'd be hard to cut that.
It's tough choices. If these aren't exigent circumstances, I'm not sure what are. The website, we added that the sixth data tool now on the website, and just over the last few days since we added it, we've had over 11,000 visitors from 256 Ohio cities, 1,400 hours on the website, and they've done 57,000 searches of the Ohio State data.
What's the most popular?
The most popular is the teacher K-12 teacher pay database. That's about 250,000 searches since we put it up. We're almost hitting about 500,000 searches of the six data tools in the first 90 days here. We're not quite at 90 days, so we got about just under half a million.
Why would you think that would be so important to people?
Because I think if you think about government at its lowest level is school districts and when they're always asking for tax levies and things like that, I think parents and taxpayers want to know how much are teachers making? Are the schools spending the money responsibly? And so I think there is a lot of interest by parents and homeowners to figure out are teachers in fact overpaid, underpaid? And so they go to the website and they can figure that out.
So, off the top of your head. In the state, highest paid teacher K-12.
The one I've seen so far is about $96,000 middle school gym teacher in Columbus.
Okay, and that's the full package: health insurance benefits, retirement, everything.
Oh no! That's just pay. Okay. If you add all that other stuff in, you're obviously well north of $120,000. And then if you amortize it so that it's a 2,080-hour work year instead of the 1,350 contractual work year that they work, the pay is approaching $160,000 at that point.
Middle school gym teacher in Columbus.
Yep.
And with the whole package, you're talking 160-some thousand?
If you amortize their pay to a full work year, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they don't make that, obviously, but if they only work $13.50 a year, and I know that teachers will say, "Well, hey, I take a lot of work home and I work, after school," but so we all do, and all we get to use is the 2080 work year. So, the whole point here that we're trying to drive at is transparency, and our aim is as we get more and more resources, is to put local pay data on there, so cities, towns, villages. So police, fire, you name it, and then we're going to add all the higher ed public institutions on there, the four-year, two-year institutions, so that, the more data we get on there, and people clearly want it. I mean, if you think about it, almost 500,000 searches in under 90 days, people want this data, and especially as we're facing budget deficits at the state level, at the city level, at school district levels, this is really key to figuring out what we should do, how we should fund these things, and at what level.
It wasn't too long ago that the private sector made more money than teachers and firemen and police and state employees and so forth, but that seems to have changed here recently. Do you have any idea what brought that about, Matt?
Yeah, collective bargaining for public sector workers. I mean, in Ohio, it started in 1983. Under Governor Celeste, and what you saw is the ratcheting up thereafter then of these, 5%, 6%, 7% pay raises. I mean, look, you saw Jean Harris. Jean's a good person, seems to be doing a fine job, but, should we really be giving her an 8% raise and all these other bonuses that they gave her, paying her share of her pension contribution, which is what they did last week, when we're in the single worst economic times, as President Obama says, since the Great Depression, And yet the school board, despite the fact that many Columbus public school parents are suffering enormously right now, decided to give Jean Harris a huge raise. I mean, that's the kind of arrogance, it's the kind of irresponsibility that have driven all levels of government into deficits over the last several decades.
Is that a merit raise, Matt?
I'm not sure what you mean by merit. It's
did she earn it?
Did she earn it? Well, she's done an okay job. I mean, graduation scores went down this year, but she did fine. She's doing a good job. But again, if the people who are paying all that are suffering and are getting pay cuts and losing their jobs, I'm not quite certain, no matter what you call it, it's a good time to give somebody an 8% raise.
All right. So let's see what else. Gordon Gee, of course, and football coach Jim Tressel are right up there.
Yeah.
And highest paid state employee, would that be Coach Tress?
No. I guess if you include all the stuff that comes into his package, then he probably would be. I guess he would be.
Okay.
But my guess is, obviously Gordon Gee is probably the highest paid state worker. If you include Ohio State as state workers at the state level, the highest paid state worker ends up in the $400,000, $500,000 range between overtime and everything.
Okay.
Without all their health care and pension, all that, if you add all that in, it's even higher.
Where does that person work?
That person probably works in the Department of Mental Health and is probably a psychiatrist because they get paid lots of money and then they get paid overtime and all that stuff.
And there were 8% of Ohio State's employees made over $100,000?
Yeah, at Ohio State you had over 1,700 Ohio State employees make over $100,000. And just to give you a comparison point, there are about 23,000 people in the database. There are 59,000 state workers and there are about 1,800 state workers who make over $100,000. So you've got just roughly a two-thirds fewer at Ohio State, and they've got the same number of folks making over $100,000. Now they'll say, oh, well, but these people all have PhDs and they're very smart people. That's all well and good, but fundamentally you've got a lot of high-paid people at Ohio State. And again, as they raise tuition and do those types of things, we just think it's important to get transparency out there for the Ohio taxpayer.
And 244 Ohio State employees made over $200,000?
Yes, they did, and including former State Senator Joyce Beatty, who got a quadrupling of her pay from a state senator to the position she holds at Ohio State. That's part of the issue is, should you have paid somebody four times what they made as a state senator just because they went and got a new job? I don't know of any precedent in Ohio in the private sector where somebody quadrupled their salary if it wasn't kind of, let's say, a sales-based position where it's based upon a commission.
Well, as you say, Matt, Ohioans clearly want to know what government workers are making,
Yeah. Especially
now. And let me have the site.
www.buckeyeinstitute.org.
Matt, I thank you as always. Transparency, a key word. Now let's implement it. And they are at the Buckeye Institute doing just that. Matt Mayer there is the president of the Buckeye Institute. This